Nearly 2,000 years ago, the basic needs for life were very similar as they are today. Food, water, shelter, the feeling of our value in this world, and a vision of things to come. Whether you're celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, or the coming of the winter solstice, you may find yourself reliving the history of these events. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Imagine what it may have been like to have lived during a time that donkeys were the preferred choice of transportation, and the availability of water and food had to be carefully considered for your family, especially during times of travel. Imagine walking or riding a donkey across a sun-washed land between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, a journey that was taken 2,000 years ago, during a time most people lived in small towns or villages such as Nazareth, Bethlehem, and Jaffa. People were probably farmers, herders, or craftspeople that learned how their land could provide the essential needs for their lives. There were no air rotary drilling rigs or any drilling tools. Water was made available through developed springs and shallow wells that were dug by hand. Because these water sources were shallow, they were subject to precipitation that was made available through relatively recent precipitation events, usually less than a couple years old. Sensitivity of these wells to the seasonal moods many times resulted in wells drying out when the people needed them the most. Based on what we know today about springs, perennial springs were discharge points of aquifers that were isolated from recent percolated rainwater. This water may have traveled many miles beneath the ground that required hundreds or even thousands of years to eventually be seen by a thirsty traveler on their way to Bethlehem. Back then, intermittently flowing springs were viewed as a mystery due to their elusive nature, but a favorable mystery when found flowing. Even if you found water along your journey's path, you weren't sure if it was safe to drink. The safe quality of this water was likely determined by the presence or absence of dead animals near the watering hole, presence of a carcass being a sure sign that you better avoid the supply. The water's taste or local village wisdom of the spring's history also was used, but with great caution. The arid and semi-arid climate of the Middle East necessitated the use of irrigation for growing food. Crops had to be grown in areas that had an oasis and topsoil that could successfully grow food for people and domesticated animals like goats and chickens. Our needs are the same as our relatives that lived nearly 2,000 years ago. The way we satisfy these needs, however, are different. It's a lot easier. The scientifically developed understanding of how the ecosystem works, tools that make the planting and harvesting of food easier and more abundant, and the many developed resources for water that are usually distributed within easy reach, no matter where we travel, makes our lives so much more comfortable. Wishing each of you a very happy holiday season. I will be visiting you again next year for more of Living Water. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.